Welcome to the second episode of Blissful Ignorance.
Grim Fandango.
We're really getting our shit together, guys. It's good.
Oh my god. Did any of you win the $1.5 billion?
I didn't buy one.
Andy, if I won the fucking Powerball, would I fucking be here right now?
Yes.
No asswipes wasting my goddamn time? No, I'd probably be dead in a drained out pool somewhere, fucking high on whatever the fuck I could fit in my ass.
You're high on whatever you could fit in your ass.
Yes.
Why?
I mean,
you didn't even collect the ticket yet.
You can do that without it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I?
Just get like a bottle of Clorox, stuff it up your ass, and
do you have
on your
a life
head.
Insurance?
Do you?
I'm not answering that.
I probably don't.
Who's the beneficiary?
None of you fucking assholes.
He just
Why would
winked
I give you anything?
He just winked at me.
Why are you doing this with us if you're not... Wait, do you guys smell that?
Yeah.
Padre.
I love your dad.
He's crazy.
He's alright.
No. He lost his shit earlier today. Why? Because my place doesn't deliver to this far.
By my place is a local restaurant in upstate New York.
Yeah, it's called My Place.
Literally.
It's not the website. I mean, you can't do top friends there. They just sell chicken wings and shit, I guess. I hate going there and the people that floss their fucking teeth with wings.
Oh,
oof.
That's just disgusting to watch.
Yeah, I think that's hot.
No, they need the cartilage out of bones.
I want to smear my dick.
That little crunching sound.
Right around
just
their lips.
Just staring you dead in the eyes.
I'd love to stare.
Do you like the grease just sliding down their mouth?
Some greasy jizz.
What?
You know, it did not take you guys... I didn't even have to say anything. It took you guys no time to get on the fucking hop right out of dick.
He did it, not me. Andy.
I did it first.
Anna, you're the pervert.
I know I'm the pervert. I didn't bring up the dicks.
You used your evil ways to influence us with perversion.
How?
Your presence
How?
Just...
You looked Andy in the eye, he just thought, dick.
It's just a corruption that
yeah.
sweeped over the room.
I'm
not
sorry.
Junkyard dogs, Anna.
We're diamond dogs.
Oh
I'm
God.
So angry.
Guys are so
Hey, now you're the one riding on the dick train.
Hey, there was not. I was choking on this water.
You're choking on the
you
dick.
You mean a ghost
Price Chopper spring.
There's too much O in it. That's the problem.
When the moon meets the...
What?
Finish it.
Nope.
Come on.
Anna's Italian, and I'm Italian too.
I'm
so
a
I can say that.
Disgusting.
I'm 100% full-blooded Italian.
Yeah.
I'm a mixture of every.
You're a mutt. Shut up.
Thing.
Yeah. You're a white piece of shit.
I'm the devil.
Honky.
That everyone tells you about, apparently.
He's so white,
Wonder
he's
bread.
Like pink.
That doesn't make any...
I know Wonder Bread.
He is Wonder Bread.
Yeah, he is. He's the Wonder Bread. Wonder Boy.
You guys put Miracle Whip all over me.
We don't have to.
I mean, I'm not even worth real mayonnaise. You just Miracle Whip.
You're going to meet Dave first on an episode, and then Dave's going to fuck a jar of mayonnaise.
They're going to meet Dave before they watch this episode. They probably already have. Dave fucking knows everybody.
Dave does know everybody. He even knows Robert De Niro, that fuck.
He crop dusted Robert De Niro, he told me. Those of you who don't know what the crop dust is, it's when you fart as you're walking. So, you know how you crop dust the fields? You're crop dusting people with your shit. Your shit gas. Poo gas!
So, you know, he's crop dusting everybody in their food.
He doesn't care who it is, celebrities, the poor. Equal opportunity for his crop dust.
I love
mean,
Dave.
Who
I would love him
Dave?
To just give me some nice... fart dusted toast while I'm waiting for my meal. Like, I want to see him come up to the table, put his ass up there, and just fucking spray.
Brent actually had to pretend like he was going to fart into the microphone, too. So
he's got
to
gesticulate.
That.
He's going into his Italian roots.
It's coming out of me.
You embarrass him. Look at how
what?
Red his face is
no,
now.
I'm red from laughing.
You jacking it.
Yeah, I jack it, my
Jack.
Face.
See, we said we weren't going to talk about dicks right away, and look,
I
already talking about jacking it.
Hey,
talking about jacking it and talking about dicks.
Same thing.
Two different subjects.
I mean,
two different things.
Since we're talking about jacking, I'll throw a life hack into there. If you didn't know, I think this is life hack 3037.5.
Well, I'm intrigued.
If you don't have any tissues or, you know, napkins or whatever you might ejaculate into. I said ejaculate on purpose. You can use a sock. They're always around.
You're kidding me.
You can use any sock.
I could have
whatsoever.
Been saving my hard-earned money, and not blowing it on tissues because I could have been blowing it in my sock this whole time.
I think you should use the plain white socks. The dress socks are kind of thin. Your splooge might just.
Last thing I need is that just to leak out.
And wool might just be too itchy on the tip.
Can we go back to the ejaculate? Is that apostrophe ejaculate?
Did you just say too itchy on the tip?
Yes, on the tip.
We're worried about the tip. Jesus. We're going back to ejaculate. Andy, spell out ejaculate.
I'm not going to do that.
Jaculate.
Can you use ejaculate in a sentence, please?
I was. You know, looking at Brent bending over, and I ejaculated.
I ejaculated myself.
All over my socks.
You must have been pretty fast to see me bend over and get your sock off in time.
Why do you think I said if you can even get 8 minutes out of him?
Another plus to ejaculating in the socks, you don't have to starch them later.
God.
15 minutes in, it's all dick jokes.
Is it?
Why do we even bother?
Okay, so let's go back to the Powerball.
What would you do, legitimately?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd probably blow so much money on video games and just building my own fucking Pee-wee's Playhouse. It wouldn't be a replica of Pee-wee's Playhouse. It would just be to the extent of stupidity of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now, I love Pee-wee. Do not take that in any kind of a slam against Pee-wee.
I'll be your cowboy,
You'd
Curtis.
You'd love to slam Pee-wee, wouldn't you?
I'd love Pee-wee to slam me. Paul Rubens is great.
I think he had to slam with you.
He could have used my life hacked in the theater. I mean, to ejaculate.
I can't believe he got butt... What is...
I don't care. If you want to jack off in a theater to do it, I mean, how many people fuck in theaters?
Right?
A lot.
Exactly. And he was even in a fucking R-rated X... Dicks.
Where are they playing these R-rated movies that we can X-rated rated movies that we can ejaculate to?
I want
to
see some Wolverine getting it all over my professor.
I want to see some apocatits covered in jizz, covered in ejaculate.
You don't really have to change Cyclops. That speaks for itself. You know what because of you fucks, when I was watching Metal Gear Solid 1 the other day, and every time Psycho Mantis comes up, all I can think about is because of fucking Andy, Psycho Mantis. And
I mean,
think of two pairs, a pair of fucking...
Extremely burnt titties.
And they're freaking out while he's just standing there. They're just, their mouths on these titties screaming, Mantis, woolly mammaries, just...
Some nip tats. Some leather nip tats on there.
Psycho man tits, baby.
Oh, man.
You know hair grows on women nipples?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Eh, whatever. It's hair grows everywhere.
As long as you just...
I have like a fortress of hair around my nipples.
He does.
Yeah.
It's the fortress of...
He has beautiful chest hair. He really does.
Do you condition it, Andy?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You don't?
I like my natural oils to... You know, keep it smooth.
So what would anybody else do with that $1.5 billion that got split three ways? Three-way. Go ahead.
I personally would just try to buy my own house on a lake and just veg out and buy books and read.
I'd get Google Fiber.
Oh.
That's what I'd do.
How can you get Google Fiber? It doesn't even come here.
I will move somewhere where there's Google Fiber.
It's all in the mid.
So you can play your video games with absolutely no lag.
No,
yes.
Shout out to Googer.
Googer.
Shout out to Gogurt.
Andy does like the Gogurt.
So I can enjoy that while I'm on Google Fiber.
I can 100% confirm Andy is a swallower.
I don't like to waste anything. I mean. I think about those underprivileged that aren't getting ejaculate. And I'm sitting here, I'm rolling around in it.
I kind of want to put a black light in this room and just see how lit up it is.
Hey, I'm a very clean ejaculator.
Never mind.
Mine usually ends up... You know, we're going to skip that. Annie, what would you do with your $1.5 billion?
You know, I would just buy all my enemies' houses and, you know, jaculate all over. Jaculate all over them.
Yeah, you probably jaculate.
I'd buy their parents' houses and just jaculate on everything.
Go into their childhood bedrooms and just,
you know, jaculate.
Light that place up.
Wipe right under the pillow.
Would you wipe your dick on their pillows?
Probably. I mean,
Andy's known for wiping his dick on anything and everything. Just so everybody knows that. If you're in a room and Andy was there before you, don't touch anything because he wiped his dick on it.
You have to mark your territory with some dick wipes.
That's clearly the way other men can smell it. Especially when they lay their face in it.
I mean, if I smelled something, it smelled like dick, I wouldn't wipe my own dick on it.
Can I say that I think my cat tries to do that to me? Like, he'll come up and he brushes against me, and as soon as he gets past me, he tries to put his ass and balls in my face.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, hey, see where I've been?
No,
why would I want to know that?
No, I thought that was a friendly thing. Like, he trusts you enough to reciprocate.
To penetrate his beehole.
show you.
I thought the trust is when they rolled over and it's like, hey, here's my stomach. Touch it.
Did you guys know that cats have barbed wieners?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that thing just hooks in there. That's why they freak out so much.
I would probably freak out regardless of a barbed wiener.
It literally rips apart their insides. Dogs have bones in their wieners.
Whoa.
I mean, they can literally break their wieners.
Where'd you learn that one, Andy?
You know, I like to study wieners in depth.
Andy has a PhD in
wienology.
Wienology.
Check it.
He actually has a little pamphlet that he hands out to people.
I like people to know these things.
The world deserves
to know.
Do you know that kangaroos' balls are above the dick? Where all the other animals, the balls hang below the dicks?
Is there a reason? Is there like a biological reason for that?
I have no idea.
Is it just because they're in Australia and everything goes the opposite way?
Australia is fucking weird.
Hey, Australia won't fail you. Shut the fuck up.
Everything and anything in Australia will kill you.
Good. They need it that way. Keep shitty people out.
Steve Irwin.
Hey, did he die?
He died doing what he loved.
I know, don't you talk bad of him. No, I'm not talking bad of him. I'm saying, look, if he wasn't in Australia, he could still be here.
It was a freak accident.
I mean,
one of my childhood heroes gone.
It's all
your fault. You weren't there. Because you're such a goddamn pervert.
Yeah. You persuaded those manta rays.
That's not your kind of penetration, I take it.
Ow.
You used your perverted, like, 10-year-old ways.
I'm glad that anything that's going wrong now is somehow my fault with my perverted ways.
I do
appreciate that.
It's actually usually my fault, I think.
Nine times out of ten, everything comes back to
Andy, that's true.
I mean, I broke that window in the bathroom right here.
Andy is a homewrecker.
I mean, my impression was so perfect that Brent went into a rage and punched the window.
It happens.
Brent! Andy! What are you doing?
Also, what I think I might have done is the house in Pride and Prejudice is up in sale right now in England. I would think about buying it. It's only $17 million.
I have not read that, and I have not read Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, but I can say I don't think the movie's going to be that good.
No.
I have read Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, though.
Have you?
Is it Vampire Slayer or is it Vampire Hunter?
I don't know.
I think Hunter.
I read it like 7 years ago.
Shut up.
It might have only came out 6 years ago. I don't know.
The movie was terrible.
It wasn't great, you know? They could have done so much more with it.
I think that you can say that about any movie.
I love that the McPoyle was in it, though. That was a weird...
Speed! Speed!
Wait, which McPoyle?
Speed!
The good-looking one or the weird-looking one?
They're both bad-looking.
They're all both bad-looking one, but
the better-looking one.
The better of
the
two.
He's not
the
thinner one.
Yeah.
The one with the weird blondish hair.
He's in House of Cards.
Yeah, he gets around, I mean.
He's a good actor, I think.
He's tainting all the shows for the McPoyles.
He's getting that milk sucking. I wasn't going to go dicks until you sighed, Rick.
I heard you say suck, and I was like, oh, I know where this is going. Do you guys take showers together since your brother's like the McPoyles?
Yeah.
We drink milk while we do it.
All right, good.
We let the hot water mix in with the milk, so it gets
I rinse off shampoo with milk.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, you're just...
Andy gets in there and shit.
You just absorb so much calcium through your nipples.
Yeah, exactly. We don't.
That's the way it works.
Exactly.
I mean, if calcium comes out of your nipples, it can go back in, I assume. I don't know.
You just force it.
I mean, you can push poop up your butt, right?
I mean...
Remember in South Park when they ate with their butt, they pooped through their mouth?
That was rough to watch.
It's pretty
fucking funny, but it was rough.
And did you know women that have their nipples pierced, they shoot blood out, like a blood. They shoot milk out in all other directions.
Oh man.
Why would you get something like that pierced? Your nipples, your wing wang.
One of my friends got hers pierced. Actually, two people I know got hers pierced. Apparently, they iced them for a second, so they got super hard. And then they
Oh my god.
I don't like my nipples touched unless it's Andy.
Oh, you don't like them getting flicked?
Andy flicks my nipples.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't like anybody else doing it. They don't have the touch.
They got that magic touch.
No, we're going
you
Transformers. He knew. Get on my level, Anna. Get my references.
You got the power.
Rodimus Prime.
Exactly. What do you mean Hot Rod?
I mean Butt Fucktimus Prime.
Oh my god.
I mean, why isn't there...
After all is
any joke. Jason Statham is engaged to that girl from the new Transformers, isn't he?
Why do
Blonde
I care?
Or Megan Fox?
Megan
there
Fox?
Was the one that was
no.
in Transformers 3, and then there was the one that was in Transformers 4 with the... what's his name?
Shia? LaBeouf?
No.
Oh,
Mark.
I know.
Marky Mark.
Yeah, no.
Wahlberg.
No,
Wahlberg.
He was the blonde one with Shia.
No, okay. So who cares? Like, two
it
good
was just weird.
Two good-looking people got together. Who cares?
Facebook. That's why. That's all I know. Because
I would like to get Shia in one of these podcasts.
I think Shia would do it. That would be awesome.
That would be lovely. I mean,
But then would he say anything?
I would love to have Shia LaBeouf hang out in my bedroom.
And just a recording of him saying, just do it.
I mean, do it!
Because we're just doing it right now, people.
We're making
follow,
our dreams come true.
Follow your dreams. I mean,
yesterday you said tomorrow.
Don't fuck a rock, though. You can't.
You can try. Follow your dreams.
No, if there's a hole in that rock and your dick is small enough.
There's a hole at the bottom of the sea.
If it's a sand,
there's a hole
papery
at
rock.
Bottom of the sea. There's a hole.
I
there's
mean,
a hole.
What about the hole in the bucket?
There's a hole at the bottom of me.
I saw a thing. How women see men, and the guy is raking, and he had a giant plastic bag full of leaves, and then there was a hole in the bag, and he ended up fucking the hole.
That's how women see men?
Apparently.
Yes.
What?
You heard me?
I mean, I've seen some fine
like,
bags
a guy
of
will
leaf.
Fuck anything. See that can right there? See that little opening? He'll go for it.
I mean, it's kind
ow,
of jagged.
That's sharp.
Hey.
There are guys into that.
I mean...
Yeah, go a few on space sticks.
Oh, I love space sticks.
I don't.
What's space sticks?
It's a place on the internet you don't want to go to, literally, because they will just show you terrible, terrible, terrible
I
things.
I already do not want to know.
Cock mutilation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
People
done.
That are getting their... Never mind.
I mean, they'll show you a whole new world, Brian.
A very, very...
Dark,
Andy,
dark.
There's a reason I don't watch The Little Mermaid.
I think that's Aladdin, actually.
Oh, shit, it is.
I think you're racist now. I don't...
completely opposite.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey.
You just assumed it was white. I mean, why did you have to go there?
Guys, I'm so getting triggered right now.
Oh, my.
Did anybody ever figure out if buttholes taste like pennies?
No.
Nobody?
No one
did their homework.
Woods, come on. You're the only one.
Hey, you're in school. You're ready to learn.
I've already learned once and got one degree. I'm getting another one. Leave me
alone.
So
you learned what butthole tastes like once? Shouldn't you know then?
I didn't get on the couch like everybody else.
Oh.
So if you were going to get your butthole licked, would you sit like on the end of the bed doing the V for victory? Or would you like bend over doggy style and let someone go to town that way? How would you like your butthole licked?
From my friend that I mentioned last week that licked his girlfriend's butt. Apparently they were both taking a shower. And he knelt down and spread them cheeks.
Spread them cheeks.
Honestly, I would do all the Ginyu Force poses.
Oh my god!
Can you explain what that is?
We're
going
to explain this in a second, but I happen to have a discussion with Andy because that just made me think of something. Andy, this is a spoiler warning for anybody for Dragon Ball Super, so if you are planning on watching that or have not been caught up or whatever, I'm not caught up, but I know this. So, spoiler warning, I'm going to give you about 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, go away.
Blip.
Okay. Andy, fucking Ginyu came back. Ginyu came back. They did the Resurrection F in the show. They redid it so it makes a little more sense. And that guy that Ichigo's voice actor voiced survives, and he trains with Frieza. And he's fighting some of the Z-Warriors there, Z-Fighters. And the Ginyu Frog comes out of nowhere and writes change in the dirt, and he reads it, and Ginyu fucking switches bodies with him. Ginyu comes back!
That is...
Son of a bitch!
It's full circle again. This is what this podcast is about.
I fucking
love
Captain Ginyu.
I mean, the Ginyu Force is a unit under Frieza, who's like the evil lord in Dragon Ball Z. Probably
the
most prolific... Prolific
yes.
villain in Dragon Ball
Z. We got Anna to go see Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F in theaters.
Yeah, I've never seen any
of it. She actually enjoyed
it,
you know?
For the half of the movie I saw.
For like the quarter of the movie they were there. So back to the Ginyu Force poses. I will do a couple of them for you.
Okay.
No one's going to see this.
Nobody has to see
no,
it.
No, I am going
but
to...
We
for
can
visualization
put
for Anna.
Yes.
And people will look it up, Ginyu Force. All
right.
He's going to use the chair for balance.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not...
He's a professional.
So where do you want me to start? Do you want me to start birder or raccoon?
I don't know.
Raccoon.
I like raccoon.
Okay,
that sounds
so
like raccoon.
Raccoon?
Yeah.
Raccoon's pose goes like this.
He's kind of doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger
a little bit.
He's
very Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay,
all right. Maybe it's backwards, I don't know. And then birder, the other tall one in the back, is really weird, and he's like this.
Imagine
trying. Imagine trying to get your tongue into that pose.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that might be a fun pose because that would get people to like try to balance and
rely
on each other.
Yeah, add some yoga into it, you know.
And then,
okay.
Goldo's kind of like this.
He's
really fat and small.
Goldo's got his arms crossed.
He doesn't have
him squatting.
He can't really squat. He doesn't really have legs.
Yeah.
He's really fat and small. And then Jace, I believe, is like this.
Another weird Arnold thing going
on.
Yeah,
he's got his arms up in the air sideways, kind of.
Something like this. And then Ginyu, the absolute best.
Yeah.
Ginyu is the perfect pose. We call this the,
That is the Ginyu.
That is a pure, okay.
The tongue punch.
Yeah, that is like, you're just...
That is...
Like, if Annie would tongue punch
up,
me right now...
Head down, ass out, with your arms out.
And you're watching them look out your hole.
Yeah, like you're watching them really.
If they can like stop and like lean forward, you can like kiss them a little bit, Spider-Man style. Like
so, they can get
down.
That penny taste too, the penny flavor.
They
yeah,
can pass
that.
The penny to you, penny pass.
Oh, so like they can slide down. And,
all right,
oh.
We're making this
penny.
A thing now. All right,
we're copywriting so penny pass.
We're gonna do the penny pass. The penny pass is when you're in the Captain Ginyu pose, and your partner is licking out your hole, and then they come over and kiss you and to pass on the flavor.
The flavor
saver. Whatever they have in their mouth, they're going to pass on to you.
If you do that, you have to pay us royalties.
Penny pass.
You have to pay
you
us
heard
a penny.
It right here. We copyrighted it.
Guys, oh my god.
James Woods is probably a lawyer of some sort.
I might be.
I make money legitimate.
Sucking dicks.
Of course.
The oldest profession for a reason. Because it's the most respectable one.
You know, it's legal in Australia?
What?
Prostitution.
I mean,
you know what? It's probably legal in Australia and probably less problems.
It
is. I feel like if you made prostitution legal, people wouldn't care because it's not, like, taboo.
Exactly.
Like,
and
ooh, I'm screwing a hooker.
The women are a lot cleaner. They're safer. They actually don't fear for their lives.
I mean,
yeah, if it's regulated, everything's safe.
Yep.
I mean, during the rim jobs, do they go the opposite way with their tongue? Because it's Australia?
Counterclockwise, yeah. Women?
Go to Australia, get a penny pinch. Perfectly safe.
Penny pinch?
Penny pass.
Penny pass.
God.
Penny pinch is where, yeah, you pinch both sides of the beehole while you're kissing it. You give them that little shock value.
Like this?
Yeah.
Brent is actually pretending.
This is how you penny pass?
Oh,
I feel like it'd be like a penny pinch would be maybe if the person that you're pennying up on in the butthole there, the sphincter, would pinch their cheeks around your face and kind of clutch you.
I mean, you have to...
The sign to release is to just take your nails and just clip their balls right between your nails.
What exercises would you have to do to get your butthole to be able to pinch around someone's mouth?
You don't have to do the butthole. I'm talking full on cheek.
Like what?
Yeah, just rectal tightening.
How do you get the rectum that tight?
I would think they have
muscle
like,
exercise.
Yeah, it's like Kegels type deal.
Is there sphincter exercises?
Yes.
I would assume so. I mean, you just squeeze your butt.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's
I mean,
a muscle.
Well, I mean, like, I know, like, ass cheeks exercise, but can anyone make their sphincter wince? Can either of you? Any of you?
What do you mean wince? What's wince?
Wince is like, if this was your butthole.
He's motioning,
yeah,
what a butthole.
I can do
like,
that.
Like, if it's like I'm pooping, I think it happens naturally, but...
I can do that.
Right
maybe
now.
I can.
We're all practicing. Everyone practice.
Pull your pants down so we can prove it.
Does everybody wince in their hole?
Yeah.
I feel stronger already.
And he's ready to penny pinch.
If you feel really strong, just tie some weights to both sides.
You're not allowed to sigh. Only Andy is.
I can sigh all I want.
It's trademarked.
We got that shit trademarked back in Nam.
You don't talk about Nam.
We don't talk about it.
He gets flashbacks.
There was too many penny passes in Nam.
Too many unprotected penny passings.
It was pause in Nam. Your PSTD.
Pause.
Oh, pause.
Spoiler.
Andy made me watch that cutscene, and I was sobbing by the end.
Really?
Yeah. It was so sad.
I didn't think it was that sad, because I'm stupid and didn't
I made her listen to the tapes, too, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you get it? Peace Day never came.
Yeah. By the end of it, I was just like, no,
yeah.
Pause.
That was so sad.
I hate how upbeat her voice is, I guess.
I am in love with
Hello,
Snake, though. Like, the... That
which,
snake.
Which Snake, though?
The one in 5.
I mean, he's pretty...
Like Venom?
Yeah.
I mean, his fingers probably vibrate. That'd probably be nice.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think I'm in love with Winter Soldier? Think of what he can do with that arm.
He could probably just, like, lift you up with it or something.
I don't think that. I'm just thinking of the
like
vibration.
A rocket lifting off. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
I don't know if his...
Maybe
his
if Captain America's there with him and he hits his arm with his shield.
Ooh.
Instant orgasm!
Huh.
I am so wet right now.
I hate you.
I mean...
Andy, I like to come.
Why don't we take your little snake arm over there, punish snake, and give yourself...
Look at it. It's in finger position.
Give yourself some handy J's.
Rocket punch!
Oh, my God.
It's more like a box punch. Bean punch. I'm going to make that bean big and tender.
All right. Out of all video games... How about this? Out of all video games, and you could only talk and have dinner with one character, who would it be?
Snake.
Old Solid Snake. So I can ask if his
so
erection his erection still works.
So he could fall over and have a seizure?
Then I would stab him in the neck with a little syringe, you know. It would actually be heroin, though, so he'd die. Because I don't have little nanobots or anything lying around.
What
War
about you,
has
Anna?
Changed.
I'm trying to think about that.
I
think Illidan. I just love Illidan.
Who's Illidan?
Warcraft.
Oh.
He's the guy with the war glaives.
Look at him. Look how cool. Or Arthas. I don't give a shit. Look
Frozen
how hot throne. He is. Look how hot he is as he's the Lich King. Imagine that. And he has Frostmourne.
That
Maybe
would be cool. I'd have dinner with the Lich King.
Yeah. Think about that.
I mean, would you only have, like, ice cream and...
Yeah.
And
I don't
Hawaiian ice, or...
Zombie ice cream. Yeah.
Maybe he'd let me swing Frostmourne around a little bit. Brett, what about you?
It's tough, because a lot of people that I like are...
You'd have dinner with fucking Yoshi.
Kirby. King DDD. There we go. I wouldn't even care because we'd just be too busy stuffing our fucking faces. But like someone like Link, I'm gonna have dinner with Link. Yeah, that's great because he talks so fucking good.
Uh-huh.
At least King Dedede would be like, that damn Kirby.
I remember the cartoon on WB. That was it was weird.
It was awful. I think it was Fox.
It was oh yeah. That was some. I need
it
to check my facts before these podcasts.
God, Andy.
Fact checker.
People come to us for valid.
No, they don't.
Information.
But in
about
all seriousness,
penny
I have no idea. Like if you can't have a conversation with Cloud, he's depressed.
Vincent.
You could. He'd have a lot of things to say about how, like, he
can go with,
he wouldn't say
raped.
Anything. He'd be like, hi.
You can go with Lightning.
She wouldn't talk either.
She talks pretty decently.
She'd just
the
be
end.
All gruff.
She'd punch me in the mouth. You know what? I'm going to have dinner with Lightning because I'd probably like that.
You know.
No, I know people that said that they would get turned on when they got hit, and then after they got hit, they were just like, why would you do that?
Why?
So, no.
I've had my hair pulled really hard, and that was almost a deal breaker once.
Really?
It was when it was really long, that hurt really bad. Like, I thought there was a chunk missing. There
talking,
wasn't. But,
talking about
oh,
your butt.
Fuck it,
hair.
You know what? You know who I'm gonna have a conversation with? Fucking Shovel Knight.
Who?
Have
Why?
Dinner with Shovel Knight.
From an indie game. It's an indie game.
Look at him. Right there.
Wouldn't say much.
I'm surprised neither of you said Sans. from Undertale.
Yeah.
What about that evil flower thing?
I'd probably eat with Undyne because she'd make it fucking awesome. And like step on the table and start
James
screaming.
Woods here loves waifu.
I do. I have many waifu.
He likes the fishy smell of.
I do.
He got a waifu bundaroo for Christmas.
I like the smell of sushi.
Oh.
He opens up a can
I mean,
of tuna and puts it next to his bed while he's cuddling.
He's like
jerking it.
Well, I'm cuddling with my body pillow.
We have to trademark that now. Undyne body pillow with tuna inserts.
No, sorry, Toby Fox. Undynes are now.
Oh shit. Waifu.
Oh man.
Husband done.
Have you seen the pictures of people that put their waifus next to them?
No.
In photos?
No.
Oh. Or the guys that have like.
You're supposed to be the internet person here. You're too busy playing with your goddamn blanket.
I'm sorry, I want to be warm here.
I don't think that blanket's going to be all that warm. Look at all those holes.
It's a granny square blanket. It's a starter blanket.
Yeah, well,
granny
gonna,
has all those
I'm
holes.
I'm a granny square Andy.
Oh. Is it saggy or does it have sharp corners?
I don't know. We're going to get those...
hard-hitting facts.
We're going to get those Play-Doh covers that change the shapes when you push it through, and we're going to put that in front of your butthole.
Ooh.
We're going to find the stuff out so you guys don't have to.
Look, here's a guy that married his body pillow.
Oh,
that.
Who is it?
He's probably happy.
I don't know.
It looks like a weird squid thing.
Yeah.
I don't...
Does it have holes for the fucking...
Some do come with them.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But,
so.
Like... Can you clean that out? I don't think you can.
I
just,
would assume.
I mean,
does it just dry in the stuffing?
They could just put a sock in there and you switch the socks out.
Go back to that sock old trick.
Is that why you're always missing socks?
Yeah.
Why do you think Andy never takes his shoes off? Because he's missing a sock all the time.
Explains so much.
They always have holes
check
in them.
Check his
pockets.
Oh. Oh, you found a penny.
Oh,
oh, guys.
Can we upgrade this the penny pass here to make it this is an alternative. You put the penny in your mouth and you insert it into their butthole like a slot machine.
And then they have to get it out themselves with their mouth?
Yeah.
And you, then when they get it out you call it hitting the jackpot.
Oh my god.
The penny pass slot.
And the one guy has to keep moving his arm up and down like a slot machine.
I fear there's someone that's going to do this or has done this.
I hope so.
If you guys do this,
record it.
Send us shit.
Send it to our email.
Yeah.
The
send
blissfully
it to us.
Ignorant
send
at
us a
gmail.com.
Picture of your shit with a penny in it.
We'll link it in the description. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
I might. I'm lazy.
Andy's lazy.
Yeah.
Andy's probably going to just fucking.
I'm not even going to upload these.
Yeah.
We're talking to ourselves right now.
This is pretty worthless, then.
I don't even think this is a microphone. I think it's just a...
Lollipop?
It's my dick.
It's
a bite.
Oh,
how
is
have you stayed hard this entire time?
It's impressive willpower, I think.
It's actually just stuck like this.
He has a disease where he has
after 4 hours to go see the doctor, and I never did.
I mean, imagine if there was a disease where you had a permanent erection. Like, how inconvenient would that be?
Well, have
that
you
hurt.
Seen the woman that has,
the
like,
orgasm
the orgasm disease?
What's that?
She constantly just keeps having orgasm after orgasm. She's had, like, 1,000 a day or some shit like that.
What the fuck?
She says after a while, it just, and she, like, seizes up when she's trying to talk. It's really
too much of a good thing, I mean.
I guess so.
Yeah, and she has a boyfriend, and he's like, I love her no matter what, and I'm always going to support her. And I'm like...
Duh, because you don't have to try anymore.
Yeah,
you never disappoint.
It's now 100% about you.
Her trying to please you.
Pervert.
Yeah, seriously, come on. Why do you gotta bring this stuff up? It's disgusting.
Make me want to throw up.
I'm just... You guys are talking
this
about...
This is child safe. The child safe space.
This is a safe space, Anna.
Children, listen to this program.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I really hope so. I hope your 10-year-olds hear this.
Andy.
And?
Anna's terrible.
She
is a terrible person.
She
is a perverted...
I mean, I love her no matter what.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Andy, you're a piece of shit.
I love you.
Don't apologize.
I love you, too.
Oh, I like how he said that.
Ow.
It's recorded.
See?
Now people are going to know.
Now it's set in stone that he loves me, people.
You're
getting
hair everywhere, man.
It's not hair. It's stuff from your cat.
His butthole.
Scratcher thing.
Why are you sticking your feet on it?
Okay.
I don't know. Couldn't help it.
Look, I did a whole new row tonight. Look at that.
Everybody tell her how much we don't care.
Leave a comment, like, and subscribe if you don't care.
Tell us how much you don't care.
Who doesn't care about a blanket?
Tell us about your experience.
It's not just
penny
any
pinching.
Blanket. It's Anna's...
My what?
Dick blanket.
How is it a dick blanket.
See, I can already tell you rubbed your dick
on it.
Look
how many dicks you could stick in that.
I mean...
You know, when I'm done, I'm going to post a picture just so everybody sees this blanket.
I hope
and they
everybody
appreciate it.
Likes, comments, and subscribes about how much they hate your blanket.
You know what? Nobody's going to hate my blanket. They're going to want a blanket of their own.
Thank wow, Anna, that blanket's so great. I'm never going to buy one.
Subscribe.
Thank you for tuning in again for Blissful Ignorance. Tell us what you think about this blanket. And if you do some penny pinching or... some penny passing or
anything with a penny.
Lick any butthole.
I want to taste my penny.
Tell us about it. You know, we want to know.
I want to know if you want to know what my penny tastes
like. We'll read the email, you know.
If you post a video on XTube, YouPorn, TubeBait, whatever you like, I will watch it.
He'll watch it.
I can't guarantee that I'll watch it.
I will.
I'll watch it.
I will like, comment, and subscribe on your porn video.
I think everybody here except Andy is going to watch your video.
I would watch
your video in a heartbeat,
you know,
just because. I'm
Andy's
proud.
Andy's a piece of shit, and we're gonna support our supporters. We're going to make this a fucking unit here.
I want to be modest. I don't...
I'm sorry. I want to encourage these people. They're our fans. They listen to us for
these
some reason.
Our
we
people.
Should listen to them.
We should
See,
listen
she's
to
a
them.
Pervert.
We should watch them.
We're going to end up hearing them if we watch them. You realize that, right?
You know, we have to get fans first. Nobody likes us right now.
I'm the only
you
one that's going to listen to this.
Yeah. Maybe two people listen to this, so thanks.
I can count at least three people in this room that will.
We'll probably re-listen to this.
I'll probably click on it, listen like 5 seconds, be like, that's cool, and click away.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the James Woods Show.
Yeah.
We're out.